The business world says it's already one step ahead of the government in embracing a low-carbon economy. So what might a net-zero economy look like? Our reporter Catherine Gregory takes a look.
What happens when you combine food waste, robots and insects? Well, it can, under the right conditions, create a mini, circular, renewable economy.
So it basically is a happy little maggot house that keeps everyone really safe and sound.
Olympia Jaeger is the CEO of GoTerra, an ag tech startup. Her products essentially convert food waste into livestock feed, and it does this by combining robotics with creepy crawlies.
The robot manages the insects, so our system accepts the waste, macerates and treats the waste, holds the waste until it's ready to be fed into the insects, and then it feeds the insects and then manages their heat and humidity so that they are happy and consume.
These robots, so they're called, are placed at waste management sites or large office and commercial precincts where there's a lot of food waste.
And those insects consume the waste, and in doing so, solve two problems. They reduce greenhouse gas emissions by preventing methane from being produced by rotting food waste. And they also convert that waste into a protein, which is valorising the waste stream into a usable commodity that can go into livestock feed production.
This sort of enterprise is an example of what financial investors and now some political leaders like the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg say they're aiming for, because they help us shift to a net zero carbon economy.
There's been record amounts of capital moving into climate and environmental funds and products over the last 12 to 24 months. And investors are hunting for the returns and looking to see which companies are going to be at the forefront of this transition.
Rebecca Mikola-Wright is the CEO of the Investor Group on Climate Change.
Investors recognise that climate risk is investment risk. They'll actually be better off if they align their portfolios with the 1.5 degree temperature future that we need to see.
But she's disappointed that so far the federal government is not taking any real action or leadership, and that talk of reaching net zero by 2050 is not enough.
We do need those clear policy signals, and then investors can act and do what they do. The lack of government policies is creating an environment where the companies are going in one direction and investors are moving in a different direction. And this is one of the biggest challenges that investors are having. So talk is cheap.
Will Steffen is with the Climate Council of Australia and an emeritus professor at the Australian National University. He's not convinced the leaders are being genuine in talking about net zero emissions by 2050, as they only want to be seen to be taking action on climate change to secure international investment ahead of the climate talks in Glasgow next month.
Ethically and morally, that's a pretty bad approach to take. And I think a lot of the sharp investors internationally who are moving away from fossil fuels would not be impressed just to be seen to be doing something about it, but in fact not doing something about the problem. So I think we still have a ways to go to have a credible position as we go into the Glasgow meeting.
Professor Steffen also says 2050 is too late to hit net zero emissions. It needs to be done in the next 10 to 15 years to prevent catastrophic climate change.
Here in Australia, we should have a 75% reduction by 2030.
That's Emeritus Professor Will Steffen ending that report from Catherine Gregory.